News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday.
Good morning.
March the 20th. Good morning. Linda just got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Well, really, she's got Enjoy Magazine has on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, and it's going to be really a lot of fun there. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Wayne. How are you doing today, buddy?
Doing good. Hanging in there.
Hanging in there. Just keep in there, buddy. You know what? You're doing great. We're just going to, just keep you in there. What we're doing is we're breaking in new producers and new board operators. And Bad Bob is standing here in the hover mode and, watching what's going on.
Keeping us all straight.
Keeping us all straight. He's like, we stop calling him Bad Bob. I'm calling him the sheriff. You like that, don't you?
We had the sheriff on,
so we'll start calling you the marshal. Marshall Bob. All right. Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Life is good.
I'm sure we have our people from Wells Fargo on, but I don't know who it is because nobody wrote it down. So tell me, Wayne, who is it? Hey, who? There are Wells Fargo advisors. Good morning, but I don't know who you are.
This is Chris
Lasonda. Chris, thank you so much. You know what? It's usually written down here because they talk to you before I get on the phone. So, good morning.
Good morning. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 12 points at 16,235. The S&P 500 down 5 points at 1855, while the NASDAQ Composite's gaining 2 points at 4310. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 105 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange today, AT&T up 57 cents at $33.53, Pfizer adding 18 cents at $31.89, General Electric's down a nickel at $25.23, while Bank of America's up 17 cents at $17.61. Of local interest, PG&E down 21 cents at $44.09, North Valley Bank is unchanged at $23.84, Harley-Davidson down 9 cents at $67.74, and Sturm Ruger up a penny at $62.99. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.77%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.43. Oil's down 32 cents a barrel at $98.85, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $2.74 an ounce at $13.28.10. Silver's down 19 cents at $20.36. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, and 908 right here on KCNR 1460. Give them a call at 243-7561. I tell you what, they follow what's happening. They're very adept at what they do. You need to have people here in town that you can look at, that you can trust, that you build a relationship with when it comes to our investments. Again, our Wells Fargo advisors, 243-7561.
And it's 48 degrees in downtown Reading, sunny with a high near 76 today, mostly clear with a low around 47, sunny with a high near 76 on Friday, mostly clear with a low around 47, sunny and warm through the weekend, Sunday a high 77. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. We give senior and veterans discounts. And you can reach them at 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, hey, well, good morning. What's hot on your mind today, Trish?
Well, I don't know. I was looking at a lot of things in the paper. Let's just hit this really quickly. Mayor Bozzetti's back at it again, trying to make his case about the whole thing with
McConnell
selling, and Turtle Bay and right. Selling the land. And he's, I don't question that a lot of the argument on the other side is about that prevailing wage and the precedent that it sets. But I think the one issue that in my mind is not as clear as I thought it was is the lease on the land and whether, in fact, that lease has to last for 88 years. We heard somebody on the show a while back from the other side indicate that that wasn't included in the sale, that McConnell must keep that lease on that property. To me, that kind of puts a whole different spin on whether that was the right price or whether that was a good thing. I think that needs to be answered.
Well, you know, the one of the things that the board of Turtle Bay said, and we probably need to have McConnell on, McConnell Foundation, a spokesman of them, but what Turtle Bay said and what I got from it was that everything stays in place. That they can't just, when this land is bought, then that they can, it's to be used for Turtle Bay and to be handed to Turtle Bay everything to be built in support of Turtle Bay to give them new revenue streams. That's the way I understand it. But
and that's certainly everybody's intention. But if you don't have something in that bill of sale that says that lease is in perpetuity, McConnell can change their mind at any given point and say, well, you know what? Maybe we want to build. Now, they still have to go through the land use process.
Yeah, they still have to go through the planning commission. They still have to go through the city council. Everything has to be approved.
All those checks and balances there. However, the price of the property was built on the fact that it was, in fact, indentured with this lease.
Right.
Until forever, 88 years or whatever.
Because you had to sell it in the situation it was. And right, and the lease was there. Now, as soon as they sold it, however.
Now, I understand that lease can go away at any time. Okay, now you got a whole big piece of property, and does somebody else control whether they could sell it?
Well,
can't build on it, but could they sell it to somebody else for $500,000 or $2 million?
I think it's time to bring in a couple people, one from each side, you know, one from the Revolt or the Union people, and one from the McConnell / Turtle
I'd
Bay
like
group.
To hear, well, I'd
you know
like
that
to
way
from
they
McConnell
can look
Foundation.
At each other.
They're
well,
the new
that's
owner
the
of the
other.
Property.
That's true. They are. So we should. Well, I tell you what. Let's give Lisa Alter a call and see if we can get a spokesman down here to say this is what our plans are. Now, see, I have always understood. I have always understood. And I don't know where I got this from, if it was from somebody in the hierarchy of Turtle Bay or what, that this land from the beginning was going to be used that every time that the reason they wanted all of it was every time then is that they were going to build something like an IMAX theater or the planetarium, they would have to go through this fight one more time. So they wanted to buy it all at one time so they could still then build it. But that everything, the plan was build everything in support of like an educational park, which is what it was supposed to be for.
And I have no issues whatsoever right. with that whole concept. I have an issue with concepts that are not written in concrete.
Right.
Because then they can be changed.
Okay, let's go to the phones. This is starting people out this morning. Ruth, good morning. Do you have comments?
Hi. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish. I just wanted to say that Turtle Bay put out a FAQ sheet, and I sent it to you on the chat this morning so that you could read directly from McConnell, because what happened is that there's a lot of speculation, and I've heard the folks, I heard Hensley and Pugh on your show, Carl, on the 10th.
Uh-huh.
I heard, you know, I've been, and the folks from Turtle Bay, and I've been listening, and there was a lot of conjecture, so they asked for a fact sheet. And the fact sheet is on the Turtle Bay website now, basically talking about the hotel build and what it means and how they are, and all these misinformations and interpretations of what's going on. And the bottom line is that on number 5, it specifically talks about the lease. And it says, could the McConnell Foundation, as the new owner of 14 acres, it is not riverfront property, do what they want? And the answer to that is no. Because Turtle Bay's lease, when they signed their lease, they had to put up $5 million for consideration on that lease. And that term ends in 2102. And all the lease conditions will apply to the property. So when this question of whether or not they can do whatever they want, bottom line is that the city designated that land for public use. A lot of the 14 acres is wetlands, so they can't build on it. But I just don't understand where the confusion is. And I'm so glad to see that Turtle Bay finally put something out so that the people in this community can understand and see where this is going to benefit the community, where the city is finally going to get some assets, some money from the occupancy tax going to the city that will help with their unfunded liabilities and pay for the things that we need so desperately in Reading, including a new police station. It'll bring revenue to the city. And I'll take my answer off the air, but I think that that's a good place for Trish to start.
You know, and I got that, you know, I had that piece of paper too. And this is what they were saying with us, was that there was no way that they were going to be able to do anything else.
And actually I had seen that information as well. So I'm still saying I don't understand why the lease specifically, or the sale, why McConnell, as we understood it, and I would like to hear them say why they would not have that in the sale document.
Okay.
If it's that clear, it should have been spelled out in the sale document.
All right. Okay, let's take a break. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's March 20th, 7:16 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
The original Popovic Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds features local businesses, great ideas, the latest design technology, and exclusive home show only discounts. See the Axner Excavation full landscape design with ideas for your next project. Stop by the Saturday Barbecue Competition. Sign up to win a big Green Egg barbecue smoker, compliments of Rainbow Pellet Hearth and Home, and have a free key made at the Carol's Lock and Kivu. The first 1,000 people each day receive a free plant, compliments of Orchard Supply Hardware this weekend at the Spring Home and Garden Expo. This weekend at the original Popovic Spring Home and Garden Expo, visit local businesses including Carpet One of Reading, Palmer's Furniture, J.W. Wood, Lowe's, American Door Company, Clyde's TV, Shasta Wood Products, Signature Gates, Wells Fargo, Melinda's Interiors, and North Valley Lighting for great ideas, the latest design technology, and exclusive home show only discounts. The first 1,000 people each day receive a free plant, compliments of Orchard Supply Hardware, all at the original Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Go to ReadingHomeExpo.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and may be the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Reading Gun Owners of California is hosting its fifth annual fundraiser banquet and auction, March 29th at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join other advocates of the Second Amendment for a night of festivities, gun raffles, and one-of-a-kind auction items. All proceeds go to continue the fight for our constitutional right to own, possess, and carry firearms in California. Tickets can be purchased from Jones's Fort, 223-3223.
On April 1st, That Kitchen Place is celebrating their 10th anniversary.
What kitchen place?
That Kitchen Place on Hilltop across from Best Buy.
Oh, That Kitchen Place. How are they celebrating?
In style. They'll have a week of daily giveaways, delicious food sampling, and even wine tasting from Indian Peak Winery. That Kitchen Place wants to thank the people of Reading for 10 years of fabulous business.
Where is it again?
That Kitchen Place, located at 975 Hilltop Drive.
What kitchen place?
That Kitchen Place.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It is 7:20 in the morning, and what can I say except this is a great day today. It's going to be a wonderful day today, and you can start off, of course, by eating well. And eating well, it means Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts, the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff to assist you. As you heard yesterday when Joe Martino was in here, he has, you know, he believes in giving back to the community. He believes in having the products there that can help the community. Whether they're big sellers or not, he still wants the community, he wants to support the community. And, they, you know, classes at night on health and diet and all this, raw foods, organic foods, everything. At Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. You have another
final comment on the Turtle Bay issue. I certainly wouldn't want anyone to believe for a minute that I don't support the concept of building that hotel and having that structure, Turtle Bay and all of its accessories, self-supporting and creating revenue for the city of Redding and its constituents. I am absolutely behind that. Think the hotel is a great idea. Hope that someplace in the future plans they talk about an access out of there that will hold cars. But beyond that, I'm totally supportive of the concept of what they're doing there and building on that whole plan of the IMAX theater and everything else. So I think that's great.
Oh yeah, it is. I think that we need the money. We need the business down there. We need all that. And so I'm for it too. And I'm, you know, the land's been sold. So now the question is to see what happens next.
Turtle Bay has a lawsuit.
Right. You know, and the thing is that's, if Revolt gets enough signatures, which they might be able to, then it puts it on the initiative and then we, you know, then it holds everything back again. I mean, you know, the bottom line is this land was sold. Now,
move forward.
But there's a couple questions. So just answer the questions and everybody then can move forward, I believe. Bipartisan bill by LaMalfa and Garamendi. Big thing here. And he was at the city council the other night, Congressman LaMalfa was, and he talked about this, is building the Sykes Reservoir finally.
Been around for 5 decades.
Is that right? Has it been really?
So they should have a shovel-ready project by now. Unfortunately, a lot of conversation, not a lot of planning, but it's an absolute must. Should move forward rather rapidly, and you know, we have the ability to short sheet, if you will, the Environmental Protection Act a little bit to make things move a little quicker. And certainly this is a project that everybody could get behind it, glad to see bipartisan support on it, because it's a project that should and could be built rather easily.
I think so, and they said it'll take 3 to 5 years. So, but we need more water storage, and you know, when you start talking about it, now you're gonna start talking about the dam. Raising the dam at Mount Shasta. But one of the things LaMalfa said about that was, hey, you know what? We need to hear from the people, because if you raise the dam, you're going to destroy the business. And if you just destroy the business around there, then that kind of negates the purpose of being able to bring more money into, you know, our businesses into the North State. If you take away their property there, and when you raise the water 18 feet.
And the Sykes Reservoir has none of the above. It has no negative impacts that you can quantify when you build that. It's in an area that's a natural hole, and it's just an automatic good place to build it, with few downsides and way a lot of pluses.
Great. Okay, two things quick. The Ukraine has ordered their troops out of the Crimea. And I wrote Time Under the Helmet on Redding.com. I'll probably put it on Facebook, start putting them on Facebook so you can see them. Says is that, frankly, the NATO is the UN is going over to visit Russia and Ukraine. Probably nothing will come from that. But the Ukrainian government is removing its troops from Crimea. Of course, they welcomed Crimea in after the vote. Russia did, and so the question is what's going to happen? That they've put sanctions down. I think they put the sanctions in like 3 weeks too late. But still, they put sanctions in. They're saying nasty things about about Putin and the Russians. But guess what? He's got the Crimea again. It's a very strategic piece of property with, ports and all the gas and oil pipelines going through there.
Carl, did you ever think you'd live in a United States of America that the rest of the world was laughing at because we were so totally and completely ineffective?
I don't know. You know what? They may have been laughing a couple years ago, and now I think that they're looking kind of askance at us, you know, that the Arab Spring has turned into a total disaster. You've got the, you know, in Egypt where they took away Mubarak, who was, you know, had control. People, oh yeah, but he's a dictator. But what do they have now? Now they've got the military is in charge of Egypt again. Then you've got Libya. Oh, let's just take out Gaddafi. Well, okay, you've taken Gaddafi out. What do you got now? Oh, you've got ambassadors being slaughtered in the streets and nothing happening. You've got two rebel factions, East and West, fighting, and the SEALs just took back a Libyan freighter, right? But now the ones that control the port are saying to the effect that, wait a minute, you know, you're taking sides in our fight here.
Yeah.
And then look at Syria. Syria, you know, what became of Syria? You know, the Russians come in and take over and say, oh, we'll negotiate this about chemical weapons. And then Assad's troops have just taken back a key city from the rebels. So what exactly has, and then, oh, and let's look at Iraq.
I was going to say, you missed Iraq.
Let's look at Iraq. We won the war in Iraq. We beat them. We beat Al-Qaeda. We stomped them. We pushed them out. We gave this country back to them. You know, it may not be a democracy like we understand, but at least it was 100 times better, 1,000 times better. And they somehow blow the Obama administration somehow mishandles this final part of it. And all of our troops have to leave. And what's happened? Now we're watching Iraq being fueled, by the way, by the Iranians go back into civil war. The Iranians are laughing their butts off at us. You know, and what good has sanctions done for them? Oh, yeah, okay, now you can come in and look. But, so what's happened in the Middle East? And, I mean, and then why wouldn't Putin push into Russia or push into the Crimea? What's going to keep him?
So it puts a whole new slant on throwing away the big stick and disarming ourselves and just talking nice to everybody, because that's what he said he was going to do. It's all going to be better.
Let's just deal.
Because we're just going to talk nice to them, and we're going to deal with all of them, and they're going to respond.
Well, remember what he said.
We're going to be loved again.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody hates us. We're going to be loved again.
Remember what he said to before the election, when he said to Putin, hey, after the election, I'll have a lot more leeway here. Well, guess what? You know, Putin, he's licking his chops like a wolf.
Exactly.
Looking at the rabbit, because he goes, really? You know, you can just see him saying, well, a lot more leeway. Okay, well, that means I have a lot more leeway,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. Then I can do
Barack.
Exactly what
right.
I have planned, and away I go.
I don't really want a Republican or a strong Democrat in there that may just do something like, oh, you're going to do that? Well, fine. Let's just put economic sanctions totally against you if you move one step in there.
I mean, the red line in the sand, he's about done with that. I think you better get a different colored chalk.
Yeah, the red line, they passed over the red line. That's not a line like line. This is like a little bitty line. And let me talk about line in the sand, and that started with Bush. What in the hell is a line in the sand? A line in the sand. We're going to draw a line in the sand here. Guess what? Wind blows.
Line goes
gone.
Away.
Line's gone. I said, you know, what kind of saying is that? There's a line in the sand. Well, the sand shifts and it moves. Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
That was Bush. I think that was Bush Sr. said.
Well, I don't know,
but. Red line.
Yeah, you know, the what?
Obama and his red line.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about the red line. The red line is that kind of like in hopscotch. They just hopped over that.
That's what
line.
I said. We need a new piece of chalk because that color is not working.
That's not.
And nobody's afraid of it.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, to me, I guess I don't understand why the American citizens are not more of them enraged to the extent that you and I and the people we know are. I mean, we know we're in big trouble here. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that all of the ability to give orders and have people listen to you has to have something to back it up. With him saying, we're going to get rid of our army, we're going to get rid of our military, we're going to get rid of all of our nuclear power, we're going to downsize everything, and oh, by the way, we're going to just put some sanctions on you after the fact, people are going, they're not the power they used to be.
Well, no.
There's nothing to fear from the United States. So now we can do whatever we want to. And certainly Russia's and China, they're just sit back. And
China's getting ready to launch their
I think so.
They've already launched their first aircraft carrier.
What about
now
Korea?
They're building another one.
Yeah, I mean, that's
they fired some rockets out.
There you go.
You know, I think we're at a point where there's just so much because – we've managed to keep things under control by, you know, leaders and different people that we supported, whether you cared for them that much or not, but you kept the lid on. And so now you've got the lid off, and we've got somebody, in my opinion, in control here that doesn't have a firm grasp of everything that's happening. He wants to cut back on defense during this time when the world's coming apart, and so he can fund social programs.
Maybe he does.
Well, I know.
Maybe he does, and maybe he thinks we got too big for our pants and we should be like the other countries. So many, many times.
Well, then so did Putin. Putin said it in a speech the other night. He said America is not special.
Well, America is not. He's repeating what our president said.
He said America is not special. America has nothing over everybody else. To listen to us is ridiculous. You know.
Well, and the first lady and the president have both said the same thing many times in many ways. We're not special. We're not any better than anybody else. This country is not that important. We're not a Christian nation. We're a nation of all religions. We're not special.
And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda and Registry.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, a choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday, March the 20th, 48 degrees out there today. It's going to be a great day. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. State Jewelry, Loose Diamonds, Loose Stones. He is Leonard and his associates. Leonard is an expert in opals, and the only trained watch repairman in Reading is located in Four Winds Jewelry with Jim. So give them a call at 222-2750. Four Winds Jewelry. That's where Linda goes to shop.
And you need to go down there and check out that estate jewelry.
Trish has been there too. All right.
I like that shop a lot. Can't have too many guns or diamonds.
Can't have too many guns or too many diamonds. There you go.
What a great saying.
Well, she said that to me. She said, honey, you can never have too many guns. I'm like, yeah. And then she said, or too many diamonds. Maybe I didn't hear that part in the first year or something, but anyway. Julie DeProdo's here.
Hi.
Catalyst.
Catalyst Young Professionals.
And you brought Bobby Brown with you.
So close.
Billy Brown.
Billy Brown. I just can't read.
Billy as in James. Brown is in color.
There you go.
Right. Right.
Billy Brown, you know. What can I say? Okay, that's enough. Let's just go. All right. You're here because of the Banff.
Right. The Banff Film Festival.
So many consonants.
Yeah. We have the Banff Film Festival coming up, which is, take it away, Billy.
It's basically a bunch of extreme outdoor films that showcase just about every outdoor sport you can imagine. And it's going to be great for getting everybody stoked for getting out in the spring.
And we are excited this year because we did a street fair last year, and we're doing another street fair this year starting at 3 o'clock before the event. And we will be having zip lining from the Cascade Theater down across Market Street, the street, because we closed the whole thing off. So not only will we have extreme movies, we have extreme street fairs.
Zip lining. Extreme road crossing. Ready.
Right.
Exactly.
Wow. Right.
Because if you've never zip lined off the Cascade, I mean, what are you doing with your life?
Really? That is true. So, but besides
Turn Trish up, Wayne. Okay.
Besides zip lining, we actually will have, it's a whole street fair with outdoor vendors, with recreation. We'll be having live demos. There'll be paddle boards paddleboard demonstrations and slack lining. And
how are you doing a paddleboard demonstration on the ground?
Well, they bring out this little stand thing, and you stand up on it so you can kind of feel what it's like.
That
what
kind of balance.
What is the film festival about?
The film festival, it's basically a celebration of everything outdoors. And so they take just about every activity you could imagine, from kayaking, from mountain biking, from hiking, to mountain biking across the Gobi Desert, you know, that sort of thing. And it takes people whose lives are just wrapped up around in this, and it tells their stories. And it's just a great way to get people outside, get people to see how they can take advantage of the outdoors. And in Northern California up here,
everything is available.
We have everything.
All of the above.
Right.
Yeah, we have it.
So, okay, when is this? And again, it's down on Market Street, Cascade Theater area.
It's the demonstration block is where the fair is going to be at, but it is actually on April 12th. So that's a Saturday. The fair starts at 3 o'clock and it goes to 6 o'clock. The movie starts at 7 o'clock and, it's going to be quite
exciting. These are great movies, by the way. And,
yes.
And, you know, and this is it's just a celebration of outside, of outdoors and the things that you can do around here.
Really,
I mean, there are so many things that we can do and recreationally right up here in Northern California that, from paddleboarding down the Sac with WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, absolutely. To, I mean, we're talking about off-road mountain
vehicle,
biking,
the whole deal.
Hunting, fishing, we got the best fly fishing in the world. Some of the best fly fishing in the world is right here.
People come from other continents to fish.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. So why not have a celebration? And this is a huge success, and you all really gotten behind this.
Oh, yes. It's called the Banff Mountain Film Festival because this actually is a huge tour that starts in Banff up in Canada because people are like, why are you calling it Banff when we're in Reading. And so we're lucky enough to bring the tour to Reading, California.
And to the Cascade Theater on again the date?
April 12th.
April 12th at 3 o'clock for the demonstration and 7 o'clock for the movie.
Yes.
And where would they get tickets? How do they get a hold of you to do this?
You could get tickets right now on sale at the Cascade Theater. This event will sell out. It sells out every year. So get your tickets early.
Y'all do that all the time.
Yes.
More often than I'm comfortable with.
Then, well, you know, that one of you starts and you both chime in at the end. I mean, it almost sounds like Linda and I.
Right.
So, but in the...
I think it's because we're discussing, we're Spanish, so I think it's just innately...
It's in our blood.
Right.
It really is. Mm-hmm.
Was that a Hispanic joke?
It was more of a continental
For
joke.
For us.
More of a continental joke. Okay, yeah, I'm here with Julie DePrada and Billy Brown.
Hey.
I'm trying to figure that one out. Okay, so when we're talking about the Banff Film Festival, there's a lot of, you know what, there's a lot of laughter and cheerfulness here because this is a great deal of fun. This is a great event.
It really
and,
is.
And we've been involved with this now for, gosh, years, along with the Sundial Film Festival, which I think is another great event.
Yes.
Another great
mm-hmm.
bunch of fun we have here. All right, so it doesn't start though till 3 p.m?
3 p.m. is when the festivities will
kick off. We
signed up
for the zip line.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Now, where's the zip line going?
It's
going
to start at the top of the Cascade Theater, the rooftop, and then we're going to zip on down across Market Street. So.
Okay. Now, who is going to, is this for anybody?
Anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody that wants to the thrill of their lifetime.
Anybody who can sign a waiver form.
Right. Exactly.
And you have to be like 4 feet tall.
And this is put,
quite open.
Yeah, I think it's quite open too. This is being put on by our friends at Balance Edge. They are the ones that are actually doing the zip line for us. And they come from a safety mountaineering and rescue background. So they literally are going to keep us up.
They have
and
it
not
dialed
down.
Down. Yeah, absolutely. Right. So,
you're not going to be going across there at 45 miles an hour. It'd be more controlled.
Right. Definitely this will be more of a controlled zip line.
When are we going to have out here going to get the portable climbing wall out?
We had that last year, and unfortunately the vendor that is going to be at our event is selling theirs, so it won't physically be here the date of the event.
Well, that's a great.
That was a fun one.
That's a fun one too.
But
and then
the
you've got...
slack line's going to be fun too. So slacklining, you know, is when you're little.
So basically it was invented by rock climbers who were bored when the weather was bad. So they'd take a piece of webbing, so some thin rope and stretch it between two trees and then practice walking back and forth.
So it's like walking a tightrope, except it's a looser rope.
Yep. So you're going to have a whole lot more bounce in play. People like balance on there and surf the rope back and forth. And it's one of those sports where every time you do it, you get just a little bit better. And that's where that little bit of addiction comes in. I promise. Try it at least once.
You get it a little bit better or a little more injured.
Exactly.
You're
going
to have all types of stuff on the bottom.
And what's under you when that happens?
We usually do it over grass, maybe 2-3 feet. There are people that'll do it over waterfalls and canyons and... We won't be doing that.
Yeah, there's people that jump off the Perrine Bridge in Idaho too, but I'm not.
So when are y'all going to start the bungee jumping?
The bungee jump. I was thinking we were actually if we couldn't get the zip line.
I was going to say as soon as we can get Sundial to sign off on it.
It would not be a long fall.
Yeah,
but
if you
could
reach out and grab a fish on your way up, that'd be excellent.
It wouldn't be a long fall.
It could be a twofold. Fly fishing / bungee jumping all at the same time.
Okay.
Extreme fly fishing.
Extreme fly fishing. Yeah.
New sport.
I like it a lot.
This is how ideas are made.
Julie DePrada. Is there any surprise that this was coming out of her mouth? Okay.
Whoa.
All right. We're here and we're talking about the Banff Film Festival, which is going to be April 12th. It's going to start at 3. It's going to be all types of great events outside of the Cascade with a zip line going across Market Street.
Paddle boards,
slack lines, and it's going to be the film at 7 o'clock that night.
And tickets available at the Cascade Theater. And I think you're right. You need to get your tickets now. Put this on your calendar
because
it will sell out.
It's always sold out
quickly.
Yes,
Julie DePrada and Billy Brown. Thank you so much for being here with us and Catalyst for doing all this. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air, we use Alliance Heating and Air. We think of them as friends because of the work they've done. They treat us like friends. They treat us like family, and that's the way they'll treat you. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here, and we're going to come back. We've got the Wiz, and coming back in and talking about that, the Wizard of Oz, and what a great play and what that's coming to be. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself. just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Join us in celebrating Wind River Resort and Casino's grand opening of our luxurious hotel, located in Redding, California, March 14th through the 21st. For more information, log on to windriver.com. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away.
Hi, I'm Gary Hayward, General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. I am pleased to announce that beginning March 14th with the grand opening of our new hotel, Wind River Resort and Casino will be the largest Native American casino to implement a 100% smoke-free policy. We are doing this because we care deeply about our guests, team members, and our community. This way, everyone's a winner. We'll continue to provide premier gaming, entertainment, and hospitality to all our guests. I'd like to invite you to come see all that we have to offer as part of the grand opening celebration of our luxurious hotel, March 14th through March 21st. Experience a smoke-free Wind River Resort and Casino and find out for yourself why it just got better on the river.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark on the spot with Linda Bott tonight.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. It is 7:47 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 48 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Tonight is pizza night.
Yes,
I know where you're going to be.
At Cattleman's Restaurant.
Okay. Well, that's what I meant. Well, that was a big boy. That's
that went over well, didn't it?
No. How to kill a sponsor there.
Yeah.
No,
Anselmo Vineyards
is
pizza night.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Fact,
we're going to be out there.
New York style pizza. Marvelous.
We're going to go out there. And 474-5546. Give them a call for reservations. But it's not only that, but you have brunch, you have lunch, you have great dinners out there. And
Anselmo
Vineyards. And the ambiance out there is just incredible. And the service has just reached a new height, I believe.
Great chef. The wine is excellent. Just had the winemaker's dinner and it introduced the new wine for this year. And,
yeah.
Exceptional food and beverages and ambiance.
Hey, speaking of great, we have one of the greatest entertainers in all of the Northern California state here with us. And not only is she a great entertainer, she's also a great director and a business person. Jenna Laird. Good morning.
Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning. And she brought with her Ryan Nemanic.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about the Wizard.
The Wizard of Oz.
That's right. You know what? Okay. This is, but are you directing this also?
No. I am producing this production.
Okay, you're producing this. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you are just a, you know, you're just head and shoulders. I shouldn't say this, but we have so many people roll through here that, you know, cause we do all the, we try to do as much advertising and, support for our plays and musicals and all that. But you have, you know, you just put on some just great, great, great shows for our people here.
It's only by the help of many, many, many talented people.
That's true. But I'm coming up from the military side is that the commander gets all of the spears, and anything that goes wrong, you get smacked.
It happens.
But you also should get some accolades here too. Yes, but it's because of your leadership and your management style that brings all this together.
So give us the specifics. Yes. Where, when?
The Wizard of Oz. It opens March 28th at the Cascade Theater. We have 10 public performances closing on April 6th.
Okay.
Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office, cascadetheater.org, or 243-8877.
And you've brought along with you the...
Tin Man.
Yes. You know, everybody knows.
I knew that instinctively.
A lot of people, we all know about Jenna. Tell us a little bit about Ryan.
Well, I'm actually originally from Pennsylvania. I moved here about 8 years ago. And started getting involved in show business on live stage, that is. About 2 summers ago, West Side Performing Arts Company put on Oklahoma, and I was Curly in that. Had a blast and discovered I loved it, so I've kept doing it since then.
Well, what do you do when you're not doing this run?
I've worked at Bethel Church for the last about 5 years, and I'm actually now on board with Harris Studios. I'm heading up the performing arts department of the company.
Mm. Harris Studios.
Now, Harris, yes.
Okay, now what exactly is that?
Trish Harris.
Trish. Okay. Yes. Absolutely.
It's her company.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Well, good. So, you know, the Tin Man do you like that part? Is this something?
Oh, I love it.
Are you a Tin Man or are you a Scarecrow? I mean, there's
two. You mean personality type?
Yeah, what are you?
Well, I'm a little bit of both, actually. Okay. I go from one extreme to the other. But Tin Man, this was very well cast. So Brian Bassetti is actually cast as the Scarecrow, and he's perfect for it. And I think I'm a good Tin Man. So I've been really enjoying it. It's been quite a challenge because I've never played a character that is kind of imaginary and has robotic-like movements but still embodies, you know, human emotions. So
yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
Jenna, how this is such a classic.
It is.
And it used to be you got to see it once a year. When I was growing up, it would come out once a year, and then you could, and it was a big event. Now they play it several times a year, but this is such a, you know, how do you do this? How do you pull this one off?
Well, there's a lot of pressure for the show, for several reasons. Number one, the reason we specifically chose this production this year is because it marks the 10th anniversary of the Cascade Theater of its reopening.
Oh,
since
okay.
its revitalization. And so we specifically chose this show because 10 years ago they reopened the Cascade with the viewing of The Wizard of Oz. And Dance Project did a little dance part where I danced on stage with James and we did a little something. But also, it's the 75th year of Wizard of Oz this year. So there's a lot of tributes to this production, to the movie that we tried to incorporate into our production. A couple sneak peeks for you. We are doing a true tribute to the Technicolor breakthrough to where the first quarter of our production is in sepia, black and white. And then when she goes to Munchkin Land, the stage is revealed in color. Same thing at the end.
Oh,
there's a lot.
Far out.
There's
that
a lot of
cool.
visual graphics that we've tried to incorporate to help bring a little bit more of that movie feel into our live stage production. So it's really very different. And but I think it's gonna strike home with a lot of Wizard fans. So
are there new songs in this? I mean, there's a stage play. Was this always a movie? It was always a movie based on.
It was a musical.
It was always a musical, but it was a movie made, but then weren't there stage plays put on
after
the musicals?
Yes, there are several versions of The Wizard of Oz that you can purchase the rights for. And we did a lot of research and we did specifically choose the one that was as close to the movie as possible.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, so you're, you're
How large a cast?
38.
Ish. Yeah,
ish.
Something like that.
38. Wow. Okay, so how many munchkins do you have?
I've never counted, 12. Actually.
12 munchkins. Now, who are your munchkins? Are these like kids?
They are kids, yes. Little They're kids? Very talented kids. Some of them are, they've grown, so some of them are taller now.
Because we started, for sure.
We casted back in October.
So now
some of them have changed dramatically.
A growth spurt. Yep. Oh my gosh, the mayor is now taller than I am. Hey, you know what? This is a terrible thing. Linda has to drag me to plays. I mean, she does. And some of them I just don't go to. She sees all of them. But I think that, I am going to go to see this.
Oh, I sure
I want to see this because one, you're playing Dorothy.
Yes.
Jenna playing Dorothy. And I want to see you as the Tin Man.
Well, thank you.
Because I think that this,
I knew that because I was sitting here and I'm going, I'm sure he's the Tin Man. I just know that.
Well, you know, so who's playing the witch?
Catherine Kirk. You know Catherine Kirk.
She's
you know
perfect Catherine for Kirk. The witch.
Yeah. Now who's playing,
the lion?
Matt Goodman.
Okay. Matt, you've seen him before many times. Okay. So then the good witch.
Scarecrow.
Brian Bassetti.
Brian Bassetti, is that in relation to, the other
No, last name spelled differently.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh.
Now, what about the good witch?
Kim Acuna.
Okay. All right. Well, this sounds like a great time. What can you tell other people? I mean, is there somewhere over the rainbow?
All the songs that are in the movie are in this production. We've tried really hard to do a beautiful classic tribute to this production because it's everybody knows it. There's not going to be any big surprises about, oh, that's a different song. What they'll be amazed at is the fact that we are doing it the way that we are because we've really tried hard to incorporate the true classic feel to it. It's beautiful. It's really a pretty show.
Okay, so let's give the specifics again. Where we're talking opening night is March...
It's next Friday, whatever night that
March
is.
28th.
March 28th. So that's next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10 performances.
Mm-hmm.
Matinees.
Yes, and here's something fun. Matinees. After every matinee, you can come up on stage and visit Dorothy and Toto and any other characters that happen to be there, and you can come bring your camera.
You have a Toto.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. You have to have a Toto.
Oh, yeah.
How could you have? During the original movie, and I'm sure that you've researched this, during the original movie, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Lion were all a bunch of old vaudeville performers, and they come up through the ranks, and here was Judy Garland, the young girl there, and they just walked all over her, and with when they were skipping down the yellow brick road, they had her pushed off to the side and all this, and the director had to go out and threaten them with physical harm to get them back into the movie. But, it was a great story. Plus the Tin Man, the original Tin Man, was Buddy Ebsen,
mm-hmm.
and they sprayed him with this silver stuff. It almost killed him.
They had to replace him at the last minute.
That's right, because he was literally almost dead because
from lead poisoning.
From the stuff, mm-hmm. the stuff that they
whatever
sprayed
it was.
Him. Yeah,
aluminum.
Yeah, the aluminum. They're not spraying you with aluminum then.
I hope not.
no aluminum.
How do you compare this one? We've got just like a minute. How do you compare this play and this musical with others you've done?
We have really pulled all the stops for this production. We have, video specialists that have worked with Tim Burton on Nightmare Before Christmas. I mean, we've been working on this show for longer than any other show that we've done, and yet we've had the shortest production time. So it's really been a big whirlwind of great collaborators coming together to pay a wonderful tribute to this classic.
Okay. Well, that sounds like, you know what? Jenna Laird is the producer. We've got Ryan Nemenik here, mm-hmm. who is the Tin Man, but it sounds to me like this is just going to be an outstanding musical and one of my favorites. So you've got me. And that's
Yay!
Not easy to
yeah.
do. You've got me. You've got me coming. And, we may just have to get us all together and go there one night.
Absolutely. Sounds yeah. marvelous. And one more example of the wonderful use of the Cascade Theater and how many different areas of our community come together to give outstanding performances at the Cascade Theater here in downtown Reading.
Yep, this is a Cascade Theater in-house production.
Again, I have to say, people say there's nothing to do in Shasta County, and wow, it just couldn't be further from the truth. This is great. Opening performance March 28th.
Get your tickets.
Get your tickets because this one will sell out for sure.
At the Cascade Theater. Thank you so much, Jenna Laird and Ryan Domenic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to be back after the news here with Dr. Doug McConnell. We're going to be talking about the latest on Obamacare and what you can do to get signed up or not. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Australian maritime officials say one of two objects spotted in the Indian Ocean, it could be from Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, is about 80 feet in size. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott commenting today on Australia's AUBC network.
We do have pretty strong satellite imagery, and obviously this is a very serious lead.
Four military search planes scoured about a 9,000 square mile area today, trying to catch a glimpse of that wreckage, or at least that debris floating in the water, I should say, that was originally spotted by satellite. No sign of it so far, and the effort was hampered by bad weather, a lot of clouds in the sky. The search will resume in earnest tomorrow. It's nighttime there now. A measure of the U.S. economy's health rose in February by the largest amount in 3 months.
The conference report says its index of leading indicators increased a half a percentage point following a slight 0.1% advance in January. February's figure was the best showing since a 0.9% gain in November. Conference board economists say the better-than-expected increase indicates any weather-related problems the economy is experiencing now will be short-lived, and the economy will be posed for better growth in the second half of this year.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The Labor Department says the number of people seeking unemployment benefits rose by 5,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 320,000. That is still close to pre-recession levels. It suggests something of a stable job market, if not a thriving one right now. The less volatile four-week average applications actually fell by 3,500 to 327,000. That is the lowest number since late November of last year. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average bouncing back into positive territory after starting out slow and following yesterday's 114-point decline. Right now it's up about 44 points, and this is SRN News.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. Get donor oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. Even three-quarter inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard-of $2.59 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Could there be another recall in General Motors' near future?
The government is investigating whether General Motors should recall the Saturn Ion compact car for the same steering defect that affected the Chevrolet Cobalt, a similar car. GM recalled the Cobalt in 2010 to fix power steering motors, which could stop working without warning. That wasn't related to the current recall of 1.6 million Cobalts and other vehicles for defective ignition switches. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it has gotten 846 complaints about power steering problems in Saturn Ions from the 2004 to 2007 model years. Keith Peters, SRN News.
An Army general has been reprimanded and fined a total of $20,000 for inappropriate relationships with three subordinates. But Brigadier General Jeffrey Sinclair will not have to go to jail. Sinclair smiled and hugged his two lawyers after being sentenced this morning at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. He had been accused of sexual assault. This is SRN News. Just in time for March Madness, the White House making a March Madness appeal to college basketball fans. Press Secretary Jay Carney highlighting a new government report.
The report finds that almost 2 million people every year suffer sports-related injuries and receive treatments in emergency departments.
And so he expects those very same people to sign up for Obamacare. Critics contending the administration has failed to sign up enough young, healthy Americans to make Obamacare work. A Swiss Emmentaler has won the title of 2014 World Champion of Cheese in Wisconsin. Cheese judge Greg Anderson.
It had an excellent flavor. The eye formation was perfect. It was the body and texture was everything that we looked for in a great piece of cheese to sell at retail.
Cheesemaker Gerard Sensenbrenner took top honors. The cheese scored top honors out of 2,615 entries from 22 different countries. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Come. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's on the spot with Linda Bott tonight.
Enjoy. Good morning. Magazine is Thursday. Going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Thursday, March 20th. It's not hump day. It's 8:06 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondet. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half or so into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 43 points at 16,265. The S&P 500 adding 6 points at 1867, while the NASDAQ Composite's also up 6 points at 4313. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 180 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Microsoft up 63 cents at $39.90, Facebook down 63 cents at $67.61, Apple's down $2.51 at $528.75, while Intel's up 34 cents at $25.36. Of local interest, Safeway down 9 cents at $38.09, Home Depot is up 13 cents at $79.88, and Tri-County's Bank up 35 cents at $26 even. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.77%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.43. Oil's down 7 cents a barrel at $99.10. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $4.20 an ounce at $13.26.64, while silver's down 22 cents at $20.33. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning. We talk about, you know, they tell us what's happening on Wall Street, and we recommend that you talk to them because they understand what's happening on Wall Street, investments, annuities, all the stocks, bonds, all of this stuff. And they're people you can talk to, have a relationship with, and that is so important when you're making investments that will impact on the rest of your life. 243-7561 is their phone number. And set up an appointment to go down and visit them at Park Marina Drive.
It's 50 degrees in downtown Reading. We have sunny with a high near 76 today, mostly clear with a low around 47. On Friday, we're looking for sunny with a high near 76, mostly clear and sunny through the weekend. Not looking for any chance of rain until midweek Tuesday, maybe a chance of rain on Tuesday, but still high temperatures. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. You can reach them at 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay. You know, my sleep number setting is 35.
My sleep number setting is 55, Carl. Okay. It feels so good with the firmness.
Obviously, you're tougher than I am, and people would probably know that. This is the way Linda wakes me up on Saturday mornings, because I do like to sleep in. She takes the remote, and because you're on dual air technology here, you can have one for each side. She pumps it up to 100.
That'll wake you right up.
Somehow, when that's taking me out of
sleep.
But it brings you up out of sleep easily. And you know, and Sleep Number, it, by Consumer Reports, has said it's the number one mattress out there. And it's been clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. And of course, with the dual air technology, you can have one number and one sleep setting number as you do, and your partner can have another.
Actually, that side of the bed is empty, but.
Well, I'm just saying is that, you know.
If there was, they could have the dog exactly.
Hops up there or something like that. Anyway, hey, and right now is the time to buy. Because right now you can save $400, the lowest price ever on the popular Sleep Number P5 bed. I can't say enough about, you know, Sleep Number, American made, guaranteed. And, you know, they have guarantees on them, made in America. And head on down to our Target Shopping Center and talk to Brian or Janice. You can give them a call at 223-2300 or just head on down to the store in the Target Shopping Center and let them tell you what your Sleep Number is. It's just an outstanding way to sleep at night. And how much is a good night's sleep worth?
And it's absolutely invaluable. I've had my bed for over 15 years and it's just like new and it's perfect.
You know, we'd like to have, you know, our guest here, Dr. Doug McConnell.
Yes.
We want to make sure he gets a good night's sleep too, since he's the one that cracks your chest open. It's not my chest, hopefully, not right away.
Maybe not today.
But if I was going to have my chest cracked, you'd be the guy.
Well, I appreciate that, but I don't have any plans in that effect. But I would agree that a good night's sleep changes the coming day.
And, there you go.
If nurses would stop calling me in the middle of the night, that would also help. But so I need a firm mattress
so
and a silent phone.
Personal information here on this ad this morning.
Dr. Doug McConnell is our guest here.
He heads up
the cardiac unit over at Shasta Regional. And I know that you're going to be leaving here because you're going to go assist with somebody else right after you leave the show here.
That's right. It's a working day, you know. And yes, we have to help.
How does it feel? I know we want to talk about a lot of things, but how does it feel to hold somebody's heart in your hands?
Well, it's a great honor. In fact, often during the middle of a case, I turn to I work with about six, seven other people in the operating room. I say, it's a really remarkable honor to be able to do this as a team because it takes all of our skills. And then we really realize what we actually are able to accomplish in terms of the biology of opening someone's chest, looking at the heart that needs a new valve or bypass surgery to restore the individual to health. And we're able to then stop that heart and work on the vessels or inside the heart, replacing a valve, and then close all that up and biologically have protected the heart during that time and restart it. And when we're done, we actually get to meet and talk to this guy. That's a... In terms
Incredible.
Of just, in terms of a day's work for our group, our team, we all leave the room proud of what we're able to do together. And as I told the family, we're not taking care of just a patient. There's a whole family in the waiting room, and that's a loved one. And so each person brings with them a whole cadre of very concerned, very anxious, and people who are really on edge. When you can walk out and say, well, we've done this and this, and his heart's working, and his blood pressure's fine, and we're going to be moving him to the intensive care unit. And if everything goes according to our plan, there's always things we watch for, but he'll go home to you in 4 days. That's a remarkable gift to be part of creating. We all feel honored and blessed that the team has come together, and we have the skill set able to do that. And that's to give that to someone back, give them back their loved one, I think is... I'm not sure I call it work, frankly.
I wanted to ask Doug about that because I've asked him this before. I know how Doug feels about this. But I think everybody needs to know is that you've got surgeons out there. I mean, you're giving your loved ones to them.
Mm-hmm.
And without their skills and what they have and what they have to offer, your loved ones aren't going to come back.
Well, as the field of cardiac surgery developed, it really goes right to the heart of the matter, but that's a bad thing.
But that's good.
Yeah. And you really are dealing with life-threatening illness. There is really no future unless we fix what we plan to do. And these people are very aware of that. And, in our field, if you're going to spend a number of hours, and again, no heart surgeon works alone because it takes a complex system.
You've got a lot of people in there.
I've got the heart stopped, but I've got a guy behind me running the blood pressure and circulating every ounce of blood the patient has, called the perfusionist, and I'm working with skilled assistants because it takes about 8 hands to do what's going on around the heart as you're doing this. So, yeah, I call it more like a symphony orchestra. Everybody knows the big play, but everybody has special instruments and parts to make the whole symphony come together. And so when we're done, you have restored someone's opportunity for health and life. And particularly when I actually originally got very interested in heart surgery when I was at UCLA, and we were doing pediatrics, and you're taking a four-year-old's heart and closing a hole between two chambers. There was nobody else. There was no way this thing was going to get better unless somebody was able to sew a Dacron patch in a hole between two chambers of the heart. And you gave back the parents a child who would go on to live a normal life. And he may go on to be great things that we all need.
You know what? He may be.
Yeah. So.
I just want to say, because having been through this as the wife of a patient who, mm-hmm. who was restored, for eight more years of a good, fruitful life, would have died immediately.
Well,
having a massive coronary had not the surgeons and the team stepped in. And so, I have nothing but the finest to say about the institution that you work at and the fact that you do literally restore people to their natural lives. And it's a great thing.
We're very proud and honored to be able to do that. And the team really leaves the room happy.
Now, I would think it's a very fulfilling, feeling
for all of us.
My dad got 10 years. Mm-hmm. On it, and I got 10 more years with the triple bypass and all these also. So
makes such a difference.
I don't want to bring everybody down because we're going to take a break. When we come back, this type of service is being impacted right now.
Yes, it will be. The availability going forward.
And we need to talk about that when we get back from these breaks. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell, the head of the cardiology department
Cardiac surgery. Won't like that.
Okay, I'll get phone calls. Okay, well, I know. I get phone calls.
They're my brethren. We work well together.
Anyway, he's the head heart
doctor.
If it's in your chest, I'll do my best.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help.
In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning today, my friends. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Road, Reading, right here. It's our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting our new long gun or pistol, or having their gunsmith work on our guns or buying ammo, because John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222 is the phone number. And again, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. I have got some tickets to give away to the Spring Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's going to be this weekend. I have two tickets to give away. The show airs Friday from 1 to 6 p.m., Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I have two tickets. For this, for the first person to call, 605-4567, 605-4567, and you will receive two tickets to the Spring Home and Garden Expo. And I have more to give away too. So we may just give more away today or just wait till tomorrow, but I think we'll give away another set today too. 605-4567, first caller to call for the Spring Home and Garden Expo.
In fact,
we'll take the first two callers. 605-4567. If you call and get on, you are going to get tickets. Two tickets. All right. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell.
Good.
And we're here talking. We talked a little bit. And of course, Trish Clark is here with me. It's Thursday. We were talking about, you know, being the heart surgeon and what it means and all that. Now, the other side of this is the reason I wanted you to come in, because you're one of the experts on what's happening with Obamacare and our healthcare system.
Well, appreciate the promotion. I think I'm an observer and certainly a participant in the front line, and I certainly have studied this for quite a while, but I'm not sure who might be an expert in this, because no one really knew much about it when it got passed, other than it was a complex piece of legislation that delved into virtually every little aspect and nick and cranny of how we finance healthcare. It really wasn't about as much as delivering care as basically financing it and then creating layers of bureaucracy to oversee and manipulate and control the interface between patients, doctors, insurance companies, and the government, and then to provide subsidies to people. And it also had this goal. This, I think, is an interesting topic to start with. Remember the 40 million people that were uninsured in America?
Yeah, what happened to that?
Well, you're now hearing about 4.2 or 4.8 million people maybe making it through the current sign-up process. What happened to 40 million? I mean, that's the truth is, if you go back to the rhetoric and
right.
the premise that was used to construct this and go down this road, it was about dealing with the medical needs and providing access to 40 million uninsured Americans under the assumption that they didn't have access. And therefore, you needed to do this and then provide a network and a system to go out and enroll them. And in fact, in covered California, which is our own state, they hired hundreds of what they call navigators, which were people to go out multilingual into the communities and enroll people for government-subsidized health care who could not have access. That was clearly stated to be the mission. And yet we're now getting the great sign-up numbers from the federal government. They did say they needed 7 million signed up, but it's now 4.2 or 4.8. And that includes the Medicaid folks, as best I know.
Which is most of the ones that are signing up.
And it doesn't take into consideration the people who have lost their insurance as a result
of
Obamacare.
Those are just, turnovers. So the real question I have is I'd love to drop into the White House press conference room, raise my hand, be recognized, and ask, we heard about the 40 million Americans, and I believe that they probably exist. That number's probably real, something like that.
And therefore, isn't that really the goal of what Obamacare was supposed to achieve between initial legislation funding and the bureaucracy? And yet we're now being told 4.2 to 4.8 million signups is somehow acceptable. And I'm lost on that, because that would mean that there's still this mass of people who are unaddressed by the original intention of a law, which is now exquisitely expensive. And just a thought, just a question for the powers that be.
But let's go back to a distinction you made in early on, and I think that's where the discussion really needs to be, is that we talk about health care, and that's how this was supposed to help us. And in fact, this has absolutely nothing to do with health care. We know that we have an excellent health care system in the United States. The greatest doctors, the people come from all over the world to come to the United States to have surgeries, etc. So this doesn't address health care in any manner, really. It addresses insurance and health coverage.
It has,
but it's impacting health care dramatically.
Well,
in a negative manner.
It is now, and it will continue to affect. The ripples will be large, and we really haven't seen the tsunami of the social and medical changes yet to come. But it really was about an access and finance bill. And the truth is, there are things that got addressed actually by simple legislation, telling the insurance companies you had to keep people on their policies till 26, no matter what the status, whether they're in college or not. That was just done by fiat. And the insurance company says, yeah, sure, if you let me adjust my rates, I can do that. That's just, you know, insurance people are really good at numbers.
We didn't need this massive bill, though, to address those minor little things, things about pre-existing conditions and getting insurance across state lines, and those kinds of things could have been addressed easily without this whole thing.
Well, pre-existing, interestingly, that just takes the actuarial sciences out of it, because that means anybody can sign up for anything at any point in their life when they think they're sick. So, the insurance company say, okay, if that's the new rules, I can come up with a policy and we can rate it.
We can do that.
Yeah, and since they're
– price.
Who's going to guarantee this?
Well, and since they're not – subject to collusion, I believe, by other industries. Insurance companies can seem to get together and, quote, rate set and talk, to my knowledge, unlike physicians. So they can address, if that's the new rule by which they're going to be the intermediary on money and adjust risk, and you take away the pre-existing was the only way they could keep people from not owning insurance until they got ill.
I get diagnosed with cancer, yeah. Then I go out and take an insurance policy, but I haven't paid any premiums up till that time.
Yeah, well, I think most common sense Americans would understand that's you don't call that insurance anymore. That's just
not where you buy health or car insurance or homeowners insurance. After it burns down, you go get a policy to pay for the fire.
That would be similar, yeah. Or we're hearing the smoke and then quick call here. But the point is, so you can adjust the cost, but I can tell you one thing, that only adjusts the cost of any insurance anybody's going to have access to in the up direction, guarantee it, because uncertainty and new rules for underwriting are going to raise the cost. And in truth, that's what we have today. Insurance has become very expensive thanks to the Affordable Care Act.
Well, if Bush was in the pockets of oilmen, and if you want to believe that, could you say President Obama then is in the pockets of the insurance company? Because they've been guaranteed money that if they get money from not only the people that are taking the policy out, but in some cases, but the government is guaranteeing them this.
That's correct. And,
this is good for insurance companies.
It's a line. Well, there's some risk in it, but they basically, if you can get in and be the key player in a big state's exchange, like in California, then you basically enter into an arena where you are pretty, there is legislation in there that is guaranteed to keep you whole as you enter this, risky thing, this new marketplace that's artificially created with the government defining not only the product you're going to make, the ranges at which you can sell it, and then into a actuarial market that is fluid and undefined, and the government says, hey, you can't lose money, we'll come back to make you whole. That takes the risk out of it, which from the insurance company standpoint, and they say, well, let's go for it. So yes, but I don't know that, you see, in the pocket that has to do with tit for tat or quid pro quo.
Oh no, what I'm looking at is that this, is if Bush was in the pocket of the oil companies, and that's why the cost of gas and oil went up, of course, Cost of gas has gone
where
up.
Where is Obama then? Because it's gone up way beyond what we even thought of.
Well, that was a world market. I don't buy that thesis, but that's okay.
Any truth to the fact that a good portion of the, this is one of the questions coming in.
I see.
Any truth to the fact that a good portion of the 4.2 million signups are in our prison system?
technically, they're under federal mandate to already be getting care, so I don't know either.
But there's another part too. Somebody's talked about their insurance on their on part of this plan is that your taxes went up.
Well, you haven't even seen your taxes go up yet. This is just beginning to be a big issue in terms of we are all paying for this. There is remember the federal government.
Nothing is free.
There is no federal government. They don't make or produce any product or service. They basically create the entities by which they distribute money and or hire people to provide those using tax dollars. Period. That's it. Other than inflationary dollars they can print. But the cost of what we're talking about in Obamacare is not yet been experienced by this economy. It will soon get much, much worse.
Okay, we're going to take a break on that one, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. We haven't even begun paying for Obamacare yet. They're trying to even extend it back. President Obama has realized he's made some huge mistakes here. There are senators running for cover, literally running away from reporters when they ask them the question, when did you find out that people were not going to be able to keep their doctor or their health plan? Literally running away from the answer there. And we haven't even gotten into it. Our chat room is just loaded with people talking about taxes, how taxes are changing and things they're having to pay. The estate tax has gone up to 55%. I mean, this is all types of things are happening here. We haven't even started paying for it. Our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell, Trish Clark, and I are here. It's Thursday. It is 8:30 in the morning, March the 20th. We'll be right back.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
The original Popovic Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds features local businesses, great ideas, the latest design technology, and exclusive home show only discounts. See the Axner Excavation full landscape design with ideas for your next project. Stop by the Saturday Barbecue Competition. Sign up to win a big green egg barbecue smoker, compliments of rainbow pellet hearth and home, and have a free key made at the Carroll's Lock and Kivu. The first 1,000 people each day receive a free plant, compliments of Orchard Supply Hardware. This weekend at the Spring Home and Garden Expo. This weekend at the original Popovic Spring Home and Garden Expo, visit local businesses including Carpet One of Reading, Palmer's Furniture, J.W. Wood, Lowe's, American Door Company, Clyde's TV, Shasta Wood Products, Signature Gates, Wells Fargo, Melinda's Interiors, and North Valley Lighting for great ideas, the latest design technology, and exclusive home show only discounts. The first 1,000 people each day receive a free plant, compliments of Orchard Supply Hardware, all at the original Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Go to ReadingHomeExpo.com for more information.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with the Tax Man coming in. Time is 8:33 in the morning. Temperature is 50 degrees. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. It is man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our guest today is Dr. Doug McConnell. And before we get started there, Seth and Jim, you won the ticket, so you come down here and pick them up. Again, it starts tomorrow for the Spring Home and Garden Expo, March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. So come down here to our offices at 1326 Market Street, and they'll be sitting here with your name. So thanks for listening and thanks for calling. Dr. Doug McConnell is with us, with Trish Clark and myself today. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. And we're talking now, we haven't even hit yet on the cost of this. And the chat room is just loaded with people talking about how their taxes are going up and all of these things are happening due to Obamacare.
Right. And perhaps they're talking about the measurable taxes.
Measurable taxes.
Yeah, but here's a really big immeasurable tax or non-measurable tax. In California, if you're 58 years of age, making about $55,000 a year in a job that you've been comfortable with and are happy with, but you have to go to the exchange and get insurance. You and your wife go and sign up. You'll be directed to a Silver 70 plan, which, you know, that seems reasonable, but you'll find that the premium is $1,200 a month, which is unheard of for just a couple, 58 male, 56-year-old wife. That's a huge thing. You go, holy mackerel. But then it says, but there's a subsidy here, and you get $800 a month. And so this really costs you out of pocket $400. So, Trish, that would say, okay, this couple is now insured for $400 a month. Of course, you and I and the taxpayers are paying the $800 a
month. Right. I mean,
okay?
This is not free. He is still paying for it.
Well, no, the insurance company's collecting $1,200 every month from $800 from the subsidy piece, which is you and me, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer, and $400 from this couple. But here's a real interesting thing for this family I'm describing. So the wife says, this is great. Okay, honey, we got our insurance. It's costing us $400 a month. And now she's offered a part-time job at her friend's beauty salon. And she's going to make $10,000 and be able to bring that home to the family. Okay? And she's proud as heck because she got this little job. She wants to, you know, help out the family finances. They've got a boat they want to be financing and maybe get out in Lake Shasta in the summer, whatever they do. But they
want to pay off something before they retire.
Absolutely. Yeah. Pay off a loan or help a kid. And so she could bring home $10,000. She knows she's going to have some income tax on that. She brings it home, and her husband said, whoa, wait. So they go back to the same covered California insurance site and says, well, we don't make $55,000 anymore. We make $65,000. And the state says, the covered California Obamacare site says, whoa, I'm sorry, you don't have any more subsidy. So her making $10,000, they lose $9,600 worth of income, and she has to pay income tax, state and federal, on her $10,000. So here's this woman who wants to go get a job, which less time in America, we all want that to happen. She now costs her family's treasury an extra $1,600 because she went out and got employed. So her husband says, you're not taking that job. And she departs from the labor force because the cost of her picking up that job is $1,160 more than the income she can produce. That is a tax, meaning that this family, there's no way they can better themselves by getting a $10,000 job. And that's true. listeners can just go to Covered California and run that scenario yourself, and you'll see it. And this, to me, is absolutely an insult to the American tradition I grew up in, where people are able to go out and by diligence and work improve their family's finances. But we have now created an economic block families bettering themselves because of the subsidies that they've put on this very expensive product are gone.
And the values that we've grown up with over the years, in it's our problem. We need more money. We go out and make it. We're creating a whole society that says, whoa, we've got to get in line and let government take care of us, or is this going to cost us way too much money?
It's another dimension to it here, but you shouldn't be, you know, the point is they've created a artificial health insurance inflation to where it's now $1,200 a month for something people used to be able to get for $400 to $500.
Now, okay, I'm following the chat room in here, and there's all types of stuff. Give us a call, one of our chat room people. Talk to us about the what you're seeing too on the taxes. They're talking about this death tax. It's going from 0% to 55%.
Well, that had been sort of built into the issue of estate taxes some time ago. It was going to fall dead. There was a year, actually, you should have died in a particular year and you would have saved things, but I'm not sure how that's linked in at all to Obamacare legislation, but the Democratic Congress at the time of 2006 was very happy to let the previous reduction in estate taxes
go away.
Expire.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but there are taxes built in. Isn't there something about starting soon that as soon as you sell your house, 3%, is this true? 3% goes to Obamacare?
I think that's been snoped.
There have been
proposals that people making profit of a house
above a certain level.
Then there is a sales tax that cuts in. I don't know the status of that legislation, but there is an honest to goodness, I believe, 3.2% or 2.8% tax on all medical devices, which includes ACE wrap bandages, crutches, pacemakers, automatic defibrillators, and even the heart
wheelchairs,
valve.
Even the everything.
The manufacturers of those are being taxed on the sale of everything they sell into healthcare. And that includes the heart valve that I put into someone at Shasta Regional. That costs the hospital 3.2% more just to own so they can put it in a patient. And those costs get floated right through the system and come out into insurance costs and for consumer costs. So when you go down to buy a set of crutches, they now went up because there's a federal tax.
Because there's a little tax on the sales receipts that you need to start watching for when you go into a drugstore for all kinds of.
Well, or it's built into the cost of the item purchased. But the point is that they willy-nilly went around and created a 3% use tax on everything that even smells of being medicine. Or medical, like ACE wraps or crutches. And that's, we're all paying that already. That's all happened. And it's, and the,
is that an extra 3.2% on all the medicinal marijuana too?
I don't know about that one.
Okay.
Thank you. These are on devices. I don't think that's
so. So what's the impact of the changes that he keeps making? Yes, you can keep your insurance. No, you can't keep your insurance.
Well, he's actually.
We're going to extend it for 2 years. No, we're not.
The impact is try to keep the Democrats from getting thrown out of office.
Well, understood.
They're in trouble. They're in trouble right now.
And
truth
is,
they should be.
He's actually gutting the very infrastructure that was designed to fund Obamacare. So that the insurance companies have a pool of people with and incomes. So healthy, active people like my son who's 29 and perfectly healthy doesn't want a big expensive policy. They now can easily opt out, just saying it's unaffordable in my opinion. And what that does, it guarantees that the insurance companies are going to have a very adverse group of people in the risk pools, and that means they'll show a loss, and that means the federal government is going to come in and have to make them whole based on the legislation. That's why I said you haven't yet begun to experience the true cost of what's going on. But that is a crass political move to fog over the actual social and economic impact of Obamacare
prior to
the 14 and 16 election. It is as crass as it can get. He's actually gutting his own system because he's telling people, that individual mandate we argued so much about, remember how the federal Supreme Court said, well, it is a tax. He's now basically saying, well, you don't have to pay that tax. You just tell us it costs you too much to join our program and we'll release you. That's what the latest one is. And that's
Why don't people see this? Why don't people realize, you know, because they keep talking about what a huge success this is. Oh, we're going to get our 6 million. Oh, look at all the people who have signed up. First of all, the people signing up, many of them, as you said, lost their policies under Obamacare, which now they're saying you could have kept those policies. And then the Medicaid people, the number of Medicaid people that are signed up for it. And many of the people that just are signed up haven't paid for it. So it's kind of like saying, I want to sign up, but I'm not paying. So I'm not going to really join. So is there any
It is true that at the last hearing with Catherine Sebelius, she could not tell the U.S. Congress how many of the people that are, quote, enrolled have actually submitted a check to the insurers and how many people are really actually in the business. The number of people that she's working off, I think, is 4.2 million. You and I know there are a lot of people who haven't really paid their money.
We know that's not true.
Yeah. So here you have, they're way down the road here, and they really can't tell you much about who's actually enrolled with the insurance companies that are involved with this. And I find that a little maybe irresponsible.
And if you jump down to the bottom line, in a lot of instances, they say that this was his intention from the beginning,
yes,
and that he wanted a single-payer system, and he created this mess. It's going to fail. And then he'll just simply say, well, the only way to do it is to go to a single payer system.
And indeed, there's evidence, there's a Stanford professor who would agree with you on that, these fines were kept so low and now they're gone, that assures us that we'll end up with medical chaos and the single payer will be held out there as the life raft.
Right.
And we have to do this to save the system.
And Hillary Clinton will come in and say, I can fix this, we'll just make it all Medicare. All right, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say except the baristas there at Espresso Joe's will serve you any type of coffee or cold drink there. And they do it so well, and the prices are so reasonable. And by any type of coffee-making device there, too. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices at Tobacco and Brew, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. They provide so much for our city, and do so much for so many different, organizations. Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner.
Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Of course, Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. It's Trish Clark. It's Thursday. We love having Trish here.
Yes, we do.
8:48 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Looking for a previously owned or brand new car, truck, or SUV? Head no further than 555 Cypress Avenue because your friends are down there getting ready to make great deals on Fords, Dodge, Dodge Rams, Lincoln, Nissans, and Hondas. They are the dealership for the area for that. Plus, they have a huge selection of all different types of cars, trucks, and SUVs for you to make your choice and get a great deal. Their service department, of course, is just outstanding. We do our business down there at Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177. Reading Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. Our guest today for Trish Clark and I is Dr. Doug McConnell, who is heads up the cardiac surgery unit at Shasta Regional Medical Center and is a good friend. And we've been talking about Obamacare and the huge, huge changes that are coming. When we start talking about the lack of medical care when all this comes aboard, you know, the one question was there's going to be 40 million people that would just over, you know, would just inundate everybody. You know,
well,
but that's not even happening.
They're not even talking about them anymore, if you notice. They can't point to the crowd and say, okay, the signups in this group have achieved what the original goal was. That would be very nice to actually.
Sure.
Because like a lot of programs and governmental thoughts, they're well-intentioned. I mean, everybody agreed that the healthcare system, there were things that could or should be made
better. They should be. Conditions for
and,
as far
and
as I'm
access to deserving people that need health care has always been certainly something I've practiced, as well as most hospitals that I know of. And there's always been this two-sided to how you're in business, but you also serve the community needs. And having people managed and taking care of your city's trauma has always been seen as a partial charity thing. And that's always worked, but so there were things that need to be addressed, good intentions. But the truth is you're not hearing much about the 40 million people and whether they're actually going to get served by all this legislation at its enormous cost and all the disruptions that are rippling through our medical and social systems because of it. The real question I have is, have we addressed, you know, the original intention in terms of getting people covered who needed access? And I don't hear that number too much coming out of the Health and Human Services.
Yeah. Okay, we've got a caller. Let's go to the phones. Red, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I was just curious. I'd heard quite a bit about the 4.5 million signups, that a good portion of those were actually in our prison system and not really contributors at all. And I can take my answer off the air.
Yeah, I personally, Red, don't have any knowledge of that number. That would almost be a sham because technically everybody in prison is required, the state and or the federal government requires that they have access to a federal prison system. So they are system.
Not the system, but the medical care within the system.
Medical care within the system. Now, that would mean that the actual state government, if it's a state prison, would be the one actually enrolling these guys to get some sort of coverage for the people that they're having to pay for out of a different budget. So if that's true, then that would be almost a fraudulent process within the state government. In times like this, there are things that sort of take on urban mythology, and I would have to really explore that, because that would be a massive insult to the taxpayers if indeed the prison bureaus were trying to alter their budget by getting these guys covered under Medicaid or something else. So I'm skeptical of that, but I'm not saying no.
You know, because you can never tell which is exactly what the government's going to do, because they may think it's a great idea until somebody stomps on.
I'd love to hear if you give my office a call, Red, if you actually have some factual stuff that, or a reference I could direct and explore. I'd love to explore that, because that would be
a remarkable, but it's not a crazy
one. Well, it's certainly not beyond belief that the government's pulling the sham on us.
Yeah, thanks for that, Red, and if you can help me on that, great.
You know, the one of the things we talk about is when we talk about access to medical care, that there's more and more, you're going to start seeing more and more doctors and clinics. Like we have a new clinic in town that is, they're paying, you pay so much a month for medical care and for, you know, for walk-ins. It's, you know, it's not an in-hospital stay. They recommend that you have catastrophic type insurance because this is a walk-in, healthy woman, all these different things to when you walk in, but you pay so much a month on it.
Right, access. You're paying for access. And as the system and or the ability of physicians to see people or the demand goes way up, then access becomes almost something of value. Also from the physician's sanity, trying to deal with governmental paperwork and mandates on electronic medical record and all the reporting requirements and billing issues. I mean, and finally the coding that's coming up.
Yeah, that new one is what, 147,000 codes? Can that be possibly right?
I've heard a variety. First off, it is of that magnitude. It's almost a tenfold increase in the number of codes that are going to have to be trapped by people expecting to bill. And there are codes as obscure as drowning or water injury, immersion injury, drowning or immersion injury while falling off burning, flaming water skis. That's a code. There's also a code.
Well, that's happened to me a couple times.
Yes, right. The codes.
It's a scary process.
You're on those burning.
Only on Cypress Gardens jumping through hoops, as best I can tell. And that's old stuff. But there's also codes for, there's 9 different codes for turkey injuries. You can be bit by a turkey or pecked by a turkey. I'm not sure the difference. And then
what's the difference between a peck and a bite?
You can be bumped by the turkey.
Bumped? Get a turkey bump?
Yeah, that happens on the dance floor sometimes. But,
I thought that was a twerking injury. Is that twerking or turkey?
We'll move on.
Okay.
Be careful when a Marine starts going down those things. But, on a farm, they want you to know if you broke your arm by falling out of a silo, out of a barn, a tree, a house, off of a machinery.
What difference does it make?
It doesn't make a thing difference at all to the treating physician. It's a fractured.
It's a fractured arm.
Yeah, it's a fractured ulna on
an 8-year-old. Caused by a fall.
What if they say it was the tree? No. You know, think of it was a tractor. Does it mean that maybe it's a different treatment thing?
Then you don't get, if it was a tractor and you said a tree, then they don't get their money.
Well, you actually have to be able to define it down to the level of granularity or you can't bill. You know, you can't just say he broke his arm today. You now have to have a location of the injury, and that's where this all comes from. So what will really happen is people will just fudge it just to get the coding done and get on its way. So there'll be a whole bunch of bad statistics created out of this. Somebody in some think tank is sort of seeing this as a great way to really understand how people are injured on farms. Maybe, maybe not. Not if you get bogus data. But the truth is the physicians in the emergency rooms of America are probably not going to be looking for flaming water skis on someone who drowned. You've probably got a middle of a major problem in their lungs and their, but whether the water skis were on fire or not is not going to be of germane interest to the emergency room personnel.
But the important part of this and the distinction is that in order to bill properly to be reimbursed for the services you're providing, you're going to have to hire a whole bunch of trained people to do the billing, which is going to cause, again, the cost of medical care is going to go sky high.
Back to my statement about you haven't begun to see the hidden taxes in this process. A tax doesn't have to be collected by the IRS. It can be a tax, meaning the word, when you are taxed, that means it's harder to get something done. So you can tax your car engine by having a 500-pound weight hanging out the back of your car. The engine is now taxed. It doesn't work well. And this is the burden on the wheels and production and healthcare that will exist to go around and hire the army of people who will maybe 2 days after the patient's admitted, hunt me down on the floor and say, now, I got to know, you know, this person who had this injury to his chest, he broke 4 ribs. Did he fall off a silo or was that a tractor? Did he get kicked by a horse? Or maybe was it a turkey bumped him? And I'm going to look at her and say, I don't know. I can say ribs 3, 4, and 5 have fractures, and we had to put a chest tube in to drain the fluid around his lung. That I can tell you I did, but I don't know.
But then, okay, so then you say this. You go, I think it was a tractor because you're not sure because you.
Yeah, and she writes it down.
She writes it down. And then they go back and check, and the guy says, oh, no, a turkey bumped me. you are then in trouble because you've now filed a false report.
No, I haven't.
But that's go back to
there's nobody who can check. Nobody can follow up and do
that. Because they can't find the guy because his emails are done and he's gone.
Yeah. The government can't follow. They can try, but they don't care.
It's
like you have a computer and data systems can be huge, so we have to design something really complex about life.
Back to the original premise that, in fact, there were 40 million people that were uninsured and not receiving service or medical care.
And that number, by the way, there's several ways people tried to study that number to question it.
But that's
a magic number the politicians were certainly using, yes.
But go back to the reality of the situation. In Shasta County, we didn't have that unserved population. If somebody got hurt, if somebody was injured, they went to a hospital, they got help.
There was nobody turned away from the hospitals that I know of in this town. If people made it there. Now, there's a lot of people who are incapable of knowing they're injured or hurt, and they're totally irresponsible.
That isn't going to change with health care.
That is correct.
With Obamacare. That's not going to change.
But the truth is the state hired.
If they sought help and sought service, they received it.
That's correct. And by federal law as well as common sense.
Exactly.
And there were people, particularly drug-addled folks, who basically can't function in any system, including health care. That's why where they are.
Okay. But none of that's going to change under any of these new rules and regulations.
Yes. Human nature is not perfect.
Dr. Doug McConnell has been our guest today. We're talking about Obamacare. You know, I always like talking about this because, you know, people need to understand is this is just a mess. It's going to have a huge impact on us. And you hear people going, you know, in these platitudes, how everything's signed up, everything's good. No, it's not good. It's being changed. It's being gutted. But yet, it's still going to have a huge impact on us.
It gets worse every day.
It gets worse every day. The only thing to do is start all over again and make changes.
But there'll be doctors and willing to take care of patients and nurses and hospitals.
All right. That's the big thing.
Yep.
We hope.
Yes.
All right. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here. Linda, we have on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Tomorrow we're talking Simpson. We're talking Welcome Home Vietnam Vets. A lot of things. Remember, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama is ordering a new round of economic sanctions on individuals in Russia, both inside and outside the government. It's retaliation for Moscow's actions in Ukraine. And there's more, according to the president.
I signed a new executive order today that gives us the authority to impose sanctions not just on individuals, but on key sectors of the Russian economy.
Mr. Obama says it's aimed at sending a message to the Kremlin.
Russia must know that further escalation will only isolate it further from the international community.
European Union leaders are calling off a planned summit with Russia because of the crisis in Ukraine. The search for debris, possibly from the Malaysian jetliner, will resume tomorrow. The hunt was called off today as inclement weather limited visibility. Satellite images show a couple of pieces of debris in the Indian Ocean about 1,500 miles southwest of Perth.